This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and to the shores beyond the seas and other lands. This is the last remnant nation under God, Power Hour Nation, and I'm your guest host, George Freund from Canada, adding a little maple syrup to the flavor. We have a lot of things on the plate today, and we're going to have a fantastic guest, Stephanie Sledge, the greatest daughter of the Republic, or at least one of the very few that I know, who's very, very committed to saving the Republic, pointing out the flaws and treachery of evil people in power. And she's going to give us a dissertation on restorations of the death penalty for many offenses and the basically usurpation of any due process of law, where it's just, you know, quick to the execution, and maybe someday down the road someone will look at the evidence in a historical journal. But these are very, very, very dangerous times. You know, we are very fast approaching an age where the power of evil will take control of the planet Earth, the whole planet Earth. This is, you know, no joke. This is being worked on at every level of global governance that you can think of. Is basically the Antichrist system is being established. And of course, one of the big ones for us, because we're in North America, is this USMCA, which is a total abomination. I look at the signing of this document as you would look at a document on the Missouri in 1945 in a harbor in Japan as the instrument of surrender, the instrument of surrendering the nation state to sustainability, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, to the globalization of the planet Earth and the complete neutering of elected representation in our respective countries, surrendering it to another step up to the super state, without representation of any sort. It is just absolutely horrendous. So by looking at it as a surrender document, you know, I'm very disappointed that President Trump signed it. I see just joys of glee in Trudeau and his henchwoman, our Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, standing behind him with an ear-to-ear grin, because they've won a big step in the globalist fight. The fight now comes to Congress, and you have to roll up your sleeves and make sure that they know them's fighting words, and you're not going to surrender your nation to any of these treaties that totally destroy the nation state, your nation state, as you understand it. Pretty much our parliament here in Canada is a lame duck and is wholly committed tooth and nail to this Antichrist system that's coming up. So I expect very little from it. I don't think there's pretty much a handful of people that would even begin to understand the severity of this agreement. And one of the things that disturbs me is, you know, you see like a quantum shift, even though it's probably done under duress, where at first when President Bush died, it was automatically said that President Trump wouldn't be allowed to come to his funeral. And I just took that as a given because we have two different power dynamics, nationalism and globalism. The globalism are building the Antichrist system. The rest of us have no interest one at all to see a system like this come to play. So when he's there, he doesn't exactly look like he's part of the team, but at the same time, he went there. And after this, Vice President Pence came forward and started to talk about the newer, kinder, gentler New World Order. So I look at this as, after you sign this surrender document, they're telling us the army of occupation will be nice to us as long as we go along with it. And we won't see the iron fist or iron boot until much later. But as soon as you establish principles like this, it's just without doubt the iron fist and the iron boot are going to come along with any total power and control structure. That is the worst system of government that you can possibly have on the earth, except for the despot rulers. It's their favored. One saving grace was, while they were at the service, President Trump did not read the Apostles' Creed with the other ones. And that's very, very important. Daniel's brought up a lot of things this week with his guests, talking about the churches and where they are and why aren't they doing anything. We must understand that all this happened many centuries after Christ was gone. This was not his ministry. This is Rome. What you're swearing allegiance to with the Apostles' Creed is proposals that come from the Council of Milan to Pope Siricius around AD 390. So we're getting Caesar's interpretation of what the church is based on Pontificus Maximus, the Pope. And this is very, very pertinent. This is where we went wrong. So, you know, for many, many long years after I found this out, I was very quick to say I'm a pre-Constantine Christian, because Constantine pretty much merged Christianity with paganism. And that's why Christian holy days are on pagan days. It was a political strategy from ancient Rome to solidify his power and have one state under him of many different variations. So basically, a simple way to say it is, they watered down the beer. But this is more important than beer. This is basically the quest for God, the ability to pray to God, the ability to save your soul from what's coming. So it basically denudes all power that you have as a sovereign individual to our sovereign heaven. And these steps have been coming along over the years for many, many long years. And as I go back even further before Constantine in Rome, I see there was a major schism between two churches. James inherited Jesus' ministry, and Paul had his, and they were diametrically opposed. Paul had the rich Romans on his side, and his side ultimately won. That doesn't mean it was good and true and proper. We have to look at what Jesus said about the church that ultimately arose, built on the rock of Peter. Jesus called Peter Satan. It's a very small reference in Scripture, but I have to take the Lord's word that he knew what he was talking about, or I'm completely wasting my time bothering in being a Christian. So if this comes this way, then this is a wrong branch taking us somewhere, not the right branch. It's very, very similar, but it has morphed into so many different things. So why aren't the churches speaking up, as Daniel says many times? Because they're not our churches. They are in the Roman system, the money system, to get income tax breaks. And I alluded to you before and probably said things that may be shocking to you, but they're in the Bible. So either the Bible is wrong or the men who run churches are wrong. So I have to flip a coin here. Do I trust God and God's holy word, or do I trust a man? Men who have tongues like serpents with two forks to serve whatever master is convenient. In Exodus 20, God makes it very, very clear. There shall be no altars and no steps up to an altar. And there isn't a church I've ever seen that didn't have steps up to an altar and didn't have an altar. If any tool touches an altar, it's desecrated. That's what God says. Man says, let's nail as much gold and silver around it as possible, but God says, do not make me gods of silver or gold. So we have a defining moment here on what we're going to do and where we're going to go. So if we want to go and follow our own path, the path of man that God chastises us for, what do we expect? We expect to be taken away to this system. In Acts 7, 48 to 51, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. What is there to understand? Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? What is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. I take that as a remonstration from God telling me that I've gone down the wrong path, and I'm not stubborn enough to say, wait a minute, it's my way or the highway. I say, I think I need to get a course correction. I have to check my compass and see where I'm going. And when I look back to Christ, whose alleged birthday is to come soon, and we say we follow Christ, but we don't. When Christ does something different than the Roman Church, we walk away. We turn our backs on Christ. Where did Christ pray? He prayed on the footstool. He prayed on the mount. He prayed at Gethsemane. He prayed outdoors on the footstool. They call it praying in the sand. You're playing on top of the creation that God made you because it's the beautiful and wonderful thing. That's where I was this afternoon before I come here. You know, I try to do it all the time as I go on trails in the wilderness with my dog, and they were so beautiful. I know I was in Eden, the fresh fallen snow. All the branches were frozen with ice. They glimmered like jewels. The dead grass from before, same thing. It's gold, but it has this glowing ice all around it. And then there was fog and a cloudy day. So there's a mystical experience as you go through the mist to walk through the trail. It's like you're walking through almost like a time tunnel effect to go into another dimension. And then I can open up my heart as I walk along the trail and get to a pile of unhewn stones and say my prayers the way Jesus said them on the mount, because that's a part that's the highest level of above sea level where I'm going in my part of the world. And it just feels so refreshing. The air is so fresh. Everything is fresh, clean, and decent. The Roman system, and this is what we're being taken back to, we're restoring the Roman system, the world government of the Antichrist, with all these deals, all these trade deals. And basically, all our leaders are wrong and taking us to basically hell. Daniel was talking about Christmas and such like that. Do you know what Christmas was in Latin? To celebrate this December 25th, this pagan ritual day, dies Solus Invicti Nati, day of the birth of the unconquered sun. And it's not the sun of God, it's the sun in the sky. That's what you're celebrating, the winter solstice. And that's what it was in Latin, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it always will be, until we break away from this cult-ish type of system that has us to say no. I want to go back to God. I want to go back to Eden. And the Bible tells me how to pray and get my power back and do it. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Froy. This is Power Hour Nation.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Our Nation is probably one of the most significant radio programs on the planet Earth, if not the most, because we come with heartfelt desire to restore the system of nation states, the system of nations under God, the true and proper holiness that we need. We're committed to that here. And most of the people who come in, even though I don't know a lot of them, I say, are probably of the same genre. And we have to take control of our world back, not surrender our children to the pagan schools and the pagan rituals, and basically sacrifice them, their souls. In Jeremiah, it says very, very clearly, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways." And we do not. "Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." So I think we have a very clear direction of where we're to go and what we're to do. And we better sharpen our pencils and do what we're told. President Trump is canceling the Christmas party for the fake media. That's a step in the right direction. Because why have a fake party for a pagan ritual with fake news? We have to come to the truth, and like Christ said, the truth will set us free. I hope you enjoyed the Pearl Harbor show. It's very, Pearl Harbors happen all the time. This isn't unique. And I stumbled on the next Pearl Harbor. You know, that there's newspaper headlines in Eastern Europe. Tomorrow is going to be a Pearl Harbor. The rebels in Donbass say the Ukrainians are going to attack on the 14th. So this is like December the 6th. There's headlines in these areas talking about things. Not that that's unusual, but there's a big change. The Ukrainians have developed and tested a cruise missile delivery system. A general in the Ukrainian military has come forward to say they have workable, viable nuclear weapons. They're massing tanks on the Donbass. The Russians are on the other side with massive tank formations on the Donbass. Tomorrow could be the day. We pray it's not, and hopefully we're praying on the sand to get God's power to make sure it's not. Little anecdotes are NATO soldiers are embedded with the Ukrainians. They're talking about a false flag chemical attack to get it going, so they'll have some sort of rationale for one side or the other to launch their attack. And if they do, this is a very dangerous time, because there's other unrelated news, primarily that Russia's put two Tupolev 160 strategic bombers in Venezuela. These things can carry 6 really big nuclear cruise missiles or 12 medium-range nuclear missiles. That can do a lot of damage to the southern United States, and they just have to get up in the air and launch them, and they'll fly across the Caribbean Sea and hit you. So this is just as dangerous as the Cuban Missile Crisis. A Canadian soldier who I get a lot of information from, you know, just going through the news with declassified materials, is very, very concerned that this could start. A committee that works for the president for preparedness, surviving a catastrophic power outage, President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council, published by the Department of Homeland Security, is saying Americans should be prepared to go for 6 months without electricity. Now, what does that tell you? They do it under the guise of, oh, this mystical terrorist is going to come from somewhere and cause all this mayhem. Well, with nuclear bombers in Venezuela and a push for war, I would say it's probably got a lot to do more with that's like a cover story for the people who are unaware. But the truth of the matter is we could be on the verge of something very, very significant if it gets out of hand. And we must remember, Scripture says very, very clearly in Revelation 16:50, it comes like a thief in the night, and blessed is he that waketh. Okay, we're awake here, so we're blessed. Keep awake. Keep very, very, very much awake. Another piece of news that came out from the American military a few days before was that the United States Air Force went into the sky in a giant drill. They do the drill all the time, but this was the biggest one they've ever had. It's called the Joint Forcible Entry Exercise 18B. And pretty much half of the heavy lift aircraft in the United States inventory went up in the air. And people who were into watching planes were just amazed at all the blips on the radar screens that were going across the sky. These are perilous times, my friends. Be right with God. Be right with your prayers. Be right with your family. Be prepared. No more Pearl Harbors. And on the other side, we'll have Stephanie Sledge, and we'll get into some of the laws that are coming your way without your knowledge and consent, most likely.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Dozens of bomb threats have been reported all across the United States. Places that were threatened include news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Oklahoma City police report at least 10 bomb threats. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, they say they've responded to 6 different bomb threats. Other threats were also reported in Florida, Utah, Iowa, Maryland, New York, and North Carolina. Chief of Staff John Kelly is leaving the White House early next month. The president tells Fox News what he's looking for in his next chief of staff.
I want somebody that's strong, but I want somebody that thinks like I do. It's my vision. It is my vision after all. At the same time, I'm open to ideas.
Police in France are still searching for the terrorist involved in the deadly Christmas market shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host of Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this segment and the next hour will be the daughter of patriotism in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, Stephanie Sledge. And we're glad to have her aboard for this, because if I was a younger man, I guess I'd have to be on my knee courting her, and as a senior, I'd be adopting her as a daughter. In April 19, 1775, some 800 British troops were dispatched to Concord, Massachusetts, to arrest Samuel Adams and John Hancock and to seize a cache of weapons known to be stored at Concord. When Dr. Joseph Warren sent Paul Revere to warn Pastor Jonas Clark, in whose home Adams and Hancock were staying, the Crown's troops were on their way to arrest the two men and seize the guns at Concord. He alerted his male congregants. About 60 to 70 men from the Church of Lexington stood armed on Lexington Green, awaiting the redcoats. In New Jersey today, or recently, of course, the magazine law is coming into effect. And Natural News is reporting that we may face our own brothers and sisters of the Republic, taking the role of the British and going to seize the arms of the Patriots. This is the big card that's being played globally, because as we go into this New World Order superstate, make no mistake about it, we will be slaves. Or if we get New World Order light, serfs. And that's all we'll be, because we've lost the power to control our own destiny, and the state will have a monopoly of force. And I just see this as just like we're inside a massive prison. And they use subterfuge. And one of the best people I know to get around this subterfuge and to write very, very eloquently on it is Stephanie Sledge. Welcome aboard, Stephanie. Stephanie, my dear, do we have you?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for bringing me on the show, and I would like to thank you as well. That was a very sweet and amazing introduction, and I'm very happy to be on the Power Hour always, and so thank you very much for inviting me today.
Well, when you send me what you write and you ask me to review it, there isn't much to review. You've already got A++++ generally, because it's very well written, very well researched, and so strategically accurate that there's no, all the rest of the news is basically manipulations to take us away from reality and create a false paradigm where we fall into a trap. And you do not allow people to fall into a trap. You explain everything right down to the finest detail on the psychological warfare elements, the political manipulations. Everything is so well exposed. The government rag for that is the Journal of Choice, and you, the author of Choice. In this first piece you gave me, Trump's words worry about due process later emerges after the Pitts shooting. So we have a disturbing murder that you talk about at the beginning, the Safeway shooting in Tucson, Arizona. Can you tell us a little bit about how this has come to pass for people who may not be in the know or have forgotten, and what power the deep state is going to amass using this event to their benefit and our detriment?
Sure. And again, thank you. And yes, I just wrote a couple of articles. And, you know, this is a, like you said, this is a very important time right now. And I've been following, Trump has made some specific words prior to him being president and then after he's been president. And I've been following a lot of the judicial reform legislation that is in front of us right now. And I was able to piece together some very disturbing information that relates to legislation that is changing with this last, the Pittsburgh Pentagon shooting that recently happened. And so I wrote an article titled Trump's words worry about due process later emerges after Pittsburgh shooting. And what I discovered was, it was just an eye-opener for me that what he means by that is the way that they're playing this out now, worry about due process later. And it is tied to gun confiscation, a lot of legislation that is waiting in the background to be passed under the red flag laws, which if the listeners don't know what the red flag laws are, it's basically like if you see something, say something, turn in your neighbors, turn in your brothers and sisters, you know. So anybody at all that anybody feels like if they own a weapon, you know, maybe suicidal or maybe what they think is a danger, they can just call law enforcement and they can come and immediately take the guns and then order an evaluation, a mental health evaluation. And that's very scary because, you know, it's really more about there's a lot of people in this world that are, you know, very spiteful. And so, you know, these laws are very dangerous to Americans right now. And so, anyway, worry about due process later emerged after the Pittsburgh shooting. And the way it played out was Robert Bowers was the alleged shooter, and allegedly he had gone into the Pittsburgh Pentagon and shot the place up, murdered a bunch of people. And it was immediately, right from the very beginning, the media played it out that he was already guilty. The media already labeled it, labeled the motive, which the motive in this case was a hate crime. And so it was days and days and days, and still every single day there's articles coming out about, you know, Robert Bauer, him murdering all these people at the synagogue and how it was a hate crime. And so anyway, that really bothered me because, you know, we live in America and the way that our judicial system works is that there is what's called due process. We are innocent until proven guilty. And that goes for Mr. Robert Bowers. Now, there was nothing that they played out in the mainstream media that convinced me that this man was guilty. You know, the sheriff's department was quick to come on TV and label it a hate crime. I mean, there wasn't even enough time to even collect any evidence. You know, we haven't seen a jury trial. Mr. Bowers has pled not guilty. And so as you can see, there is a lot of things that are changing in our judicial system, which are very scary because we cannot allow the media to convict people, you know, through the radio, through the TV, through the Internet, without due process. And so that is what I wrote about. And, you know, these are very scary times without due process. And one of the things that I quickly want to say is, one of the things that was very alarming to me was I immediately after the Pittsburgh shooting, there was legislation that was already waiting, and that was to, you know, honor the victims of the synagogue shooting. But inside of this legislation was also legislation to step up the action against criminalizing what they consider to be hate crimes. And so, you know, during all of this, President Trump, you know, he raced to Pittsburgh to honor the victims, and he himself as well made note to the fact that, you know, hate crimes need to stop and we need to step up the action against that. When what he should have done was say that, you know, we don't have any information about this yet. This man hasn't been tried in court. He's innocent until proven guilty. We don't know what the motive is. And so, you know, this is very, very disturbing times right now where we're seeing the administration is actually playing out a judicial reform to the American people, which sounds really good. But behind the scenes, there's also these really, you know, terrible, what I consider to be terrible, legislation that is going to criminalize speech and other aspects that are going to dominate our right to due process.
Well, it's been bad enough. Political correctness has made us bite our tongues many, many times for fear of retribution of a much lower caliber scale that, you know, we may be shunned by, you know, various organizations, deprived of employment or lose employment because, you know, we have an idea or a thought and commit the ultimate Orwellian thought crime by putting it into words or written or spoken. And even though it may be taken completely out of context by the person who's hearing it, we get into a point now where this is going to be criminalized, where you will suffer great sanctions by the state, which could well include imprisonment just for forming these thoughts. So the Orwell concept of the thought crime is on steroids here. And many of these laws have come up. They were written before the crime happened. And I find that very, very good. I wish they could run the stock market that well. Anyway, we're hearing the music. We'll be coming up for a break, and we'll join the Power Hour Nation on the other side with Stephanie Sledge, my guest, and George Freund, the guest host from Canada.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Fine from Canada. We have Stephanie Sledge from one of the greatest government rags that was ever published, the government rag, to talk to us about coming legislation, the tricks, the beguilement of mainstream media to control our minds and basically create a reality that isn't reality. It's completely artificial, and it's probably 100% poison. You know, I do have quite a extensive thing on Marshall McLuhan on the front page of my blog site, conspiracy-cafe.com, and it's well worth going over and over and over and over again. Marshall McLuhan is Satan, Prince of the Airwaves, and Ephesians describes the Prince of the Air very, very clearly, in which
once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the Spirit, who now works in the sons of disobedience. And in a Testament compact edition of the Nevere Bible, the prince of the power of the air refers to the devil as the leader of superhuman powers, which, according to a widely held notion at the time, dwelt in the earth's atmosphere. And this media can also be in print, of course, and on television, airwaves, radio airwaves, that he just sets the parameters. And, you know, a classic novel on this was The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the screen controlling everything. And most people want to live in that happy little world where the streets are paved with gold, nothing ever goes wrong, everyone's happy and healthy. And they really find an aversion to the truth, even though it sets us free and keeps us from falling into a trap. But we just go along with it. I don't. But when you get the newspaper and something's happened, similar to the Pittsburgh shooting, they have everything tied up for the next edition. And to do that pretty much means you got to be writing almost at the time of the crime before the name is even released to the media. You pretty much have to have all this documented and prepared to go to get it to the press on time. And that person's guilty. There's no possibility of anything else. But the most important thing is there's absolutely no presumption of innocence. There's no need to have a trial because the newspaper said anything. We can just flush away, you know, hundreds of years of civility down the drain and resort to what I would just call a lynch mob. That's him. Get him. Grab him. Get the rope. Take him to the tree. And there's absolutely no interest to find the truth or to hold these self-evident rights sacred, the presumption of innocence being number one. They're so keen on just convicting. And one of the big reasons, of course, is probably because they got a patsy. And if he has a trial and information comes out, it's probably not going to look too good for the deep state. Who's one of your favorite patsies in this affair? We've always liked Jared Lee Loughner a lot.
Absolutely. And I opened up my article, Trump's Words, Worry About Due Process Later. I opened my article talking about the patsy Jared Lee Loughner in the 2011 Safeway shooting in Arizona. And one of the things that, you know, happens during these types of events is, you know, the alleged shooter or alleged bomber or whoever, you know, they label as guilty. There have been legislation changes that have affected our Bill of Rights, and the Loughner case was one of them. And all of these shootings affect the Eighth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, and those are all about due process. And one of the precedents that was set in the 2011 Safeway shooting with Jared Lee Loughner was that they actually passed a law where they could forcibly medicate what they considered prisoners back to, quote, sanity. So what they did with Jared Lee Loughner was they allowed a precedent to be set so that he could be forcibly medicated before he went to trial, because originally he had pled not guilty, and then he had changed his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity. And then they whisked him away to Springfield, Missouri, to a federal prison there that in the mental health ward. And they forcibly medicated him. And then when he was able to what they consider stand trial, he immediately changed his plea to guilty. And so anyway, that is a precedent that's been set where they can forcibly medicate. And to me, that affects the Eighth Amendment, which is cruel and unusual punishment. And nobody has, to this day anyway, I can't find one single court case that has questioned or, you know, tried to overthrow that law against the Eighth Amendment. So, but yeah, Jared Lee Loughner is definitely a key component in the legislation that's changed with all of these shootings that has come about since then. And one thing about the Pittsburgh shooting, George, is, you know, one of the things that I found interesting is the Robert Bowers, the alleged shooter, he appeared in court, and the federal district judge there, and I can't remember the name of the judge, but offhand, but the federal district judge ruled immediately that evidence cannot be made public and that any evidence that's filed in the court will be sealed. And so, and he faces 46 counts of different federal charges and also allegedly killing, I believe, 11 people. And, but my question is, you know, evidence cannot be made public. Why? I mean, the public had to go through, endure days and days and days of aired media spewing constant rhetoric, labeling it a hate crime, finding the man guilty before he was even charged, and we're not allowed to see any evidence. And, you know, we have a right to see a public trial. And so I wrote about that, about what due process actually means. And you know, of course, you know, that's very disturbing to me because we have legislation that is going to criminalize speech, you know, or what they consider to be hate speech, but we are not allowed to see a public trial. I mean, we saw O.J. Simpson, you know, his trial was public, and we've seen other cases that were public. But immediately what I see behind a lot of these shootings is immediately, the, you know, if you want to consider the person a patsy or, you know, if they're, you know, these people that are alleged shooters or bombers or whatever, their evidence is immediately sealed. And so that's a big concern for me as well. And so, you know, like in a real case, I follow what's called the Roden family murders in Ohio. And this was a family that was brutally murdered. I mean, there were like eight family members that were just, you know, just attacked and shot and killed and murdered. They were all white. But, you know, that's a real murder case. The media was not there. The sheriff did not speak. Nobody heard anything about the case until the sheriff finally released information, you know, several weeks later about the crime scene. But what we see in the media is that they just immediately come on. They're all waiting and ready to roll. They all have the same scripts and stories. You know, they labeled it a hate crime. You know, who is responsible for deciding the motive? That is not the media. And that's why we have to...
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.